Right now, the San Francisco Bay Area is home to some of the greatest wetland restoration projects the country has ever seen. With thousands upon thousands of acres being transformed, we truly have something to celebrate this May during American Wetlands Month. This is Your Wetlands.
The Bay Area is probably the most exciting place in the United States for wetland restoration at the moment. We have the greatest potential in part because we've had the greatest losses. San Francisco Bay, we've lost 85% of our historic tidal marshes. And so that loss of those tidal marshes resulted in many of our wetland species going on the brink of extinction, so we have many endangered species here. And as a result, we have great opportunity to restore what we once destroyed.
My guest is Arthur Feinstein, chair of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture. It's a partnership of public and private organizations and agencies working to protect wetlands throughout the Bay Area. Historically, wetlands were considered a nuisance and were erroneously destroyed to make way for agriculture and industry, Arthur explains.
Wetlands are very shallow. They're right at the point where tide comes in and out and reveals land and then hides it again underwater. So it's almost right at the sea level. So it's very easy to destroy tidal wetlands by creating an earthen dike around a tidal marsh, and then all the water inside simply evaporates out. You fill it in with a little land, and you have uplands. And we did this all around the bay. That's how the 85% of our wetlands mostly disappeared. In the north, we did it to create a lot of agricultural fields and some salt ponds. And in the south, we did it to create a lot of salt ponds. And we had Morton salt and then Leslie salt and now Cargill salt. Up to around 2000, we had something like 30,000 acres or 40,000 acres of salt ponds in San Francisco Bay that produced commercial salt.
Arthur also told us that at the close of the last century, the salt ponds became less and less profitable, thus creating an enormous opportunity to restore local wetlands.
And so in the 90s, the state bought 10,000 acres of salt ponds in the North Bay, and in the South Bay, in this 2001 or so, we bought approximately 15,000 acres of salt ponds in the South Bay. And all of those ponds are being restored to some form of functional tidal or managed wetland, which is going to provide huge benefits to fish and wildlife and to us. In the North Bay, there's also a lot of agricultural areas that were historic tidal marshes. And some of those areas, too, are no longer productive agriculturally and are going to be restored to a mixture of tidal marsh and then continuing dairy grazing and some managed ponds or seasonal ponds, as they are called, which are wetlands that aren't tidally influenced. And all around the bay, right now, there's something like 40,000 acres of restoration of wetlands of one form or another. And the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture has a goal of ultimately 200,000 acres of wetlands in the Bay Area of restoration. And we're moving towards that, and it's just a tremendously exciting opportunity to bring back the health of our Bay Area, its wildlife, its fisheries, and our health.
It is amazing to watch a wetland being transformed and how relatively quickly life can emerge.
Oh, absolutely. It's an amazing experience living in such a densely populated urban center as we do, and with increasing populations and communities growing around us, it's getting harder and harder to reach areas that you can feel, oh, I'm truly in nature, truly away from people. And amazingly, wetlands give you that opportunity right in the middle of the 6 to 7 to 8 million people who are now around the bay, because they give you this sense of isolation when you're out there and connection to nature, because they are removed from housing, just going out into a wetland, and there are wetlands all around the bay now that you can go out on trails, and you suddenly find yourself in nature with open water and vegetation and birds and other critters, and it's just a wonderful experience. There's more and more talk nowadays about how we are further and further removed from nature and how detrimental that is to our own physical and mental health. There have been studies that show people who wake up and see nature have lower blood pressure than people who wake up and see cars and cement. The ability to experience nature is important to us for many ways, spiritually, physically, and wetlands are right there. They're easily accessible for most of us if we just take a few moments to try and get there. And once you're there, you do get that experience of, once again, understanding that there is a natural world around us with living things that move at a different schedule than we do. If you stay a couple of hours, you'll see the tides come in and out, and you'll see shorebirds move with the tide as they seek food in the mudflats that are covered up by the incoming tide. And as the tide goes out, they follow the tide to get food again. As the seasons move, and if you keep going to a familiar wetland, you'll see the kind of birds coming in change as the seasons change, from ducks to shorebirds to different ducks and different shorebirds. And you start realizing that they're following their own schedule that is based more on a global climate, fall, winter, spring migration type thing. And it just gives you a broader perspective on the world. And I think that is part of the spiritual importance that nature gives us. We're part of a much bigger thing.
And my thanks to Arthur Feinstein. Your Wetlands is a project of the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, and our podcast is supported through grants from Pacific Gas and Electric Company and the California Coastal Conservancy. By the way, don't forget you can subscribe to our Your Wetlands podcast. You can do it via iTunes, Google, Yahoo. Please search Your Wetlands podcast. Also, to learn more about the San Francisco Bay Joint Venture, you can visit sfbayjv.org. And we'd love to hear from you via email. Our address is yourwetlands@gmail.com. Thank you very much for listening. I'm Jerry Kaye.